Good morning, Boots and Salutes. You're starting us off. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to remind all the producers, guys that are using solar panels and batteries for their watering systems for their cattle, this smoke is blocking so much UV that the batteries aren't charging. So anybody that's got a system should check it to make sure their cattle aren't out of water.
Good point. I never would have thought of that. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Those kids in the residential schools, they were dressed a lot better than I was when I went to school. I don't think they had it as bad as some of our other people had it. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I got a question to ask you.
Go ahead.
I heard the Jays did really good this weekend, this week.
They did all right.
They did, too. I like if they win again tonight, make it three.
There you go. Thanks for your call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. All right, our phone lines are open, 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. Anything that's on your mind, go ahead, Boots and Salutes.
I'd like to salute the Saskatchewan Rough Riders to getting Rob Bagg back in Saskatchewan.
So let me ask you this question. I've been waiting for somebody to call in either to boot or to salute Chris Jones, because really when you think about it, Chris Jones probably had to swallow pretty hard when he made that phone call, don't you think?
Yeah, I would actually like to salute him for getting Rob Bagg back, from getting rid of all the good players. At least they got somebody good back for the Riders.
Thanks for your call. I also think that that is a sign for we old guys who, you know what, Rob Bagg, because I can remember when Jones released Rob Bagg and Bakari Grant and Chad Owens and talked about how it's a young man's game. It's a young man's game. Well, bringing Rob back seems to indicate that while he may not be the youngest guy in his, mid-30s, he certainly brings a whole lot to the table. We old guys may be slower than the young guys, but we're wily. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I would like to salute the folks that are doing the highway repair south of Saskatoon down, towards Hanley. And they're doing a fantastic job. They've got some very good people out there. But on the other side of the coin, I would like to kick the backside to those people who feel that driving through these construction zones at 100-plus kilometers an hour is absolutely ludicrous. They have no respect for human life or anything like that. Thank you.
Thanks for your call. And that is a fact. I can only imagine. And you talk to some people who've worked in these construction zones and the number of times per day that they have a close call or a near miss or something spooky and frightening goes on, it would be just a horrible thing. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hey, if they want to get rid of somebody on the Riders outfit there, they should get rid of Chris Jones, and then they'd win the odd game. Bye.
It'll be interesting to see what happens this Sunday. Riders are taking on the Calgary Stampeders, truly the dominant team in the CFL. So we'll see if camaraderie and all of that good feel-good stuff can actually translate to a victory over top of, while some people are still talking about losing the talent, there's no doubt about it. Losing the talent of Jerron Carter is not going to help your team, but you hope that the chemistry will, overtake whatever the loss in the talent is and will actually come out with a victory. Some of the other things to talk about this morning include on our website, cjwwradio.com. You want to have your say about any physical effects you may have suffered from the smoke due to the wildfires. 54% of respondents say yes, that the smoke from the wildfires is really starting to get them down. Go to our website, cjwwradio.com, and have your say. In the meantime, have your say on the radio just like you. Go ahead.
Yeah. These people that are dealing with this Humboldt Bronco payout, it should be the same as an estate payout. They pay out whatever the first part and then do the math and give them the rest.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. About this schools, they were talking about getting a holiday for them. They should look into who the perpetrators of all this stuff was going on up there. It wasn't the prime minister that made the schools, or it wasn't the teachers, some of the teachers maybe, but it was some of their own people.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I don't often agree with Vic Dubois, but I have to salute him today because he can't change history. Thank you.
Thank you for your call. That certainly is an ongoing topic of conversation. history. Also, too, circling back, talking about the Humboldt Broncos, the Humboldt Bronco families are finally going to start to, the money is going to start to find its way to the families who were affected by that collision back in April. The courts have approved a $50,000 payout to every family affected, and the process to determine how the rest of the money is going to be distributed begins with a 5-member committee that's tasked with coming up with a report based on discussions and evidence presented to them, the process. Everybody just wants to get this right, I think. We're all in agreement. Everybody wants to get it right. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I want to boot Chris Jones. It seems that we're always waiting to the next game, to the next game. You should have built a good team to begin with, not as pay-as-you-go and wait to the last game and maybe win it. Like, he's got to go. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I've got a question, I guess, and a comment. I was driving through Saskatoon the other day on Circle Drive South, and there's a merge lane coming off of 8th Street onto Circle, and I had a trailer behind me. I didn't slow down for the vehicle beside me to let her in front of me, and she got rather violent, gave me the one-finger salute, and hollered at me. I mean, am I wrong for keeping my speed, or am I supposed to hit my brakes and let her in, you know?
Well, if everybody keeps their speed,
right,
when it comes on to a merge, we should all be able to merge, right? I believe it's the responsibility of the vehicle coming off the ramp onto the merge to adjust their speed accordingly so that they fit in with traffic. Don't come to a stop. That's the main thing.
I thought too, but she got rather nasty and gave me the one-finger salute, and I figure you can go ahead of me, behind me, you just can't go where I am, eh?
There you go. Thanks for your call. And that wraps up another edition of Boots and Salutes. And again, as usually is the case, the phone lines then get stacked at the end. So call early tomorrow.